The hunt is on, and the devastating firepower of the NRA has just got to be seen. With back-to-back TV spots targeting Jewish gun grabbers, Schumer, Feinstein, Bloomberg, and their Gentile shills Obama and Biden, the NRA's trigger is tightly pressed to cut down the assassins of the Second Amendment. It all started back in January when the NRA aired its first Stand and Fight campaign with a deadly shot to the man at the top.
Are the president's kids more important than yours? Then why is he skeptical about putting armed security in our schools when his kids are protected by armed guards at their school? Mr. Obama demands the wealthy pay their fair share of taxes, but he's just another elitist hypocrite when it comes to a fair share of security. Protection for their kids and gun-free zones for ours.
With their magazine clip still fully loaded, the NRA then went after the prime pushers of gun control, the gun grabbers at the Jewish-owned media.
The National Rifle Association came out swinging, defiant, paranoid, and utterly tone deaf.
The National Rifle Association has been getting a lot of flack lately for advocating more armed guards in schools.
And he should be ashamed of himself.
The media speaks for elites. America speaks for itself.
So we have an armed guard at every school in the country? That's what the NRA believes. They told me last week that that could work.
You know, I am skeptical that the only answer is putting more guns in schools.
Armed guards good enough for David Gregory's kid's school, not for the rest of us. School Obama's daughters attend has 11 armed guards.
The list of hypocrites in the crosshairs of the NRA's fight for our Second Amendment moves on. At a gun rights rally in Utah last February, Wayne LaPierre, fiery spokesman for the NRA, singled out two of the leading gun control hypocrites hell-bent on shredding our Bill of Rights, Jewish Senators Dianne Feinstein and Chuckie Schumer. Watch LaPierre nail Feinstein.
Dianne Feinstein herself commented that she's had her gun ban legislation in her desk for over a year, waiting for the right time to introduce it. Really? Waiting for an unspeakable act to occur so the American people could be persuaded to buy her political agenda? See, it's not about making our kids or our streets safer. It's all about their decades-old agenda.
You can bet your guns on it. Feinstein said it herself back in 2009 on 60 Minutes.
There's some sense that the president has so many crisis issues on his plate right now that the idea of bringing up guns, which is considered part of the culture wars, would be such a diversion.
I agree with you. I wouldn't bring it up now.
So you're going to hold off?
That's correct.
And I'll
pick the time and the place. No question about that.
Feinstein must have been licking her chops to hear that 20 children were murdered at Sandy Hook last December. You see, it's not about making our children safer at all. Just like Wayne LaPierre says, it's all about Feinstein's and her tribe's political agenda. And yes, she's a hypocrite. Feinstein wants to disarm Americans from protecting themselves. Yet she told a congressional panel some 17 years ago that she knows the urge to arm oneself because that's what she did. That if someone tried to take her out, she was going to take them out with her.
Less than 20 years ago, I was the target of a terrorist group. It was the New World Liberation Front. And I know the sense of helplessness that people feel. I know the urge to arm yourself because that's what I did. I was trained in firearms. I'd walk to the hospital when my husband was sick. I carried a concealed weapon. I made the determination that if somebody was going to try to take me out, I was going to take them with me.
She's a liar, too. Right after Newtown, Feinstein told PBS that her political agenda has never been to confiscate the guns of law-abiding citizens.
What do you say to people who support the right to own arms that this is the camel's nose under the tent, and the next thing you'll be after concealed carry weapons. You'll be after other kinds of gun rights.
Well, that's just not true. It wasn't true with the prior bill that was the law for 10 years. And I just think, candidly, that dog doesn't hunt.
Why shouldn't it be true? Why wouldn't you want to go after those other laws?
Because that's not what I've done in the past, and it's not what I'm doing right now.
But like her father, the devil, Feinstein was caught in an outright lie. For here she is back in 1995 lamenting that her dream of total gun confiscation just didn't get the votes she craved.
If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have done it.
Another liar, Chuckie Schumer. Schumer promised that there would be no registration of guns because, in his own words, it's illegal. But an NRA ad hit the screen soon after, exposing Schumer as a liar whose word is not to be trusted.
Senator Chuck Schumer made this promise about universal background checks.
It won't create any gun registry. That is already illegal, and it will be repeated as illegal in our law.
But 13 days later,
some of the proposals, gun trafficking, and the one that I've been pushing, which is universal registration.
So when gun owners hear universal background checks, we know it means
universal registration.
The attack on the Second Amendment by the Jewish politicians, the Jewish-owned press, and their Gentile hirelings is in full swing, where we the people has become they the Jews and their Gentile shills.
In a recent closed-door speech to donors, politicians, and media, Bill Clinton spoke about American gun owners. Quote, a lot of these people, all they've got is they're hunting and they're fishing, or they've been listening to this stuff for so long that they believe it all, unquote. And we all remember Barack Obama's 2008 comments to a room of San Francisco elites. Quote, it's not surprising then they get bitter. They cling to guns or religion, unquote. The arrogance of their superiority requires this reminder. They don't rule us. They don't give us rights. We grant them power. They don't make us safe. We pay to protect them. They don't make us free. We're free already. And as long as we have the Second Amendment, we always will be. We are America, and our politicians are only as powerful as we, the people, allow them to be.
But we're only as free as the Jews allow us to be. The Jews are now attacking our last defense against government tyranny, the Second Amendment. But finally, the hunters the Jews despise at the NRA are speaking up with massive resistance. Believe me, for I grew up as a Jew. Jews don't hunt. They hunt for a different kind of game, our liberties. Their weapons are forged in the back rooms of Capitol Hill, firing away day after day to cut down our rights and strip us of our arms.